27-year-old Shay clearly remembers the time she woke her son up at 5 a.m., packed what she could, and boarded a bus in Chicago, destined for Cedar Rapids.
I got to the point where I said, you know what? I'm tired of this. My son needs something better. He needs a better life. I was absolutely scared out of my mind. I don't know nothing but Chicago.
Shay asked to go only by her first name because her former abuser does not know where she is. When she came to Cedar Rapids, she was able to participate in a transitional housing program that's soon to become more common in Iowa as the state restructures its services for victims of domestic abuse. Through Waypoint, a Cedar Rapids nonprofit that serves those victims, Shay was able to rent a small two-bedroom apartment for her and her young son.
If I choose to keep this apartment, I can. I can keep this apartment and pay the rent. By that time, I'll be financially stable. It doesn't cost a lot.
Come fall, she says she hopes to pursue a job in nursing and learn how to drive a car. With a rapid rehousing program, nonprofits can pay a security deposit and first month's rent to place a victim and her family in a home. Waypoint's Betty Daniels says it works out to about $1,100, a sum that's difficult for women to afford right after they leave their abuser, but is actually less than it costs to house someone in a shelter for a month.
We decided that it was a better way to operate from because it's a more holistic way of looking, as opposed to just a part and just sheltering someone without following through to see that they are stabilized and they are becoming more and more self-sufficient.
The Cedar Rapids program serves as one example for how Iowa plans to change the way these services are provided. Lori Shipper of the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence says in the past, large pieces of their budget went towards shelters for domestic abuse survivors, something many victims didn't actually need or use.
Programs have had to decrease staff and pull in most of their staff just to cover the needs of a 24/7 shelter, which left large segments of survivors completely unserved. We were actually funding empty beds.
Shipper says Iowa domestic violence programs found they had to restructure their services after facing years of budget cuts, both from the state and nationally.
It was sort of the perfect storm. In the past, the Attorney General's office has been able to mitigate the damage of those cuts by rolling over victim compensation dollars. Recently, we sort of bankrupted that victim compensation surplus, and we're unable to look to that.
The coalition decided that major changes were needed. Iowa will be divided into six service areas, each with designated programs. Some providers will expand the number of counties they serve, while others shut their doors. One of those is the Marshalltown DVA, where Dottie Thompson is executive director.
In Marshall County, we have a shelter there, and that's closing. So the victims that we see through our shelter program, will have to travel.
Like many shelters in smaller communities, the Marshalltown DVA did not receive funding under Iowa's restructuring plan. Thompson says next month they'll begin the process of closing their center.
My secondary concern is my staff, how they're feeling and how traumatic this has been for them because we were not expecting this at all.
Thompson says that because these organizations have only had a year to plan and prepare for a restructured network of services, she's concerned that even with an influx of state funding, the transition could be a bumpy one. Dori Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.